Welcome everybody to maintenance committee meeting on Wednesday, 15th of July. Started MA 043 2627 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillor Kipriano and a possible late from Councillor Davey for the acceptable reasons.
MA 044 2627 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations.
No, I'm
MA 045 2627 to approve the minutes of the maintenance committee meeting held on the 17th of June, noting a correction on item MA 030 2627.
I accidentally stated it as July when it should be August. So I've corrected that minute.
Okay. Anybody else got any things to say about that? Okay. So can we have something to propose to accept those minutes? Councillor Flint.
Thank you.
And seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour?
Thank you.
MA 046 2627 point of participation, but there's nobody. MA 047 2627 finance matters. A, to consider a financial report on expenditure within the committee's room. And this all looked in good order.
All in good order, and there's been some movement from reserves to different pots, so it looks slightly different, but it's all in order and the RFO is quite happy with it. In the previous meeting, Councillor Davey asked about costs for dog waste bin clearance, and
yes.
It was just a question over the amounts, but it's where it's split up through different cost groups was the response from the RFO, so it's all there, but it's split up in different areas.
Okay.
Thank you.
MA 047 2627 B, to consider approval to replace one litter bin at Pine Tree Park at a cost of £257.75 plus VAT.
Yep, we brought this to the last meeting. Councillor David very correctly suggested that there was a cheaper quote available on Google.
Yep.
And you had to apply for the quote. The full quote, and it came back significantly more expensive in the end. So unfortunately, fortunately, we've gone back to the original quote, which comes out at the cheapest that I can find. So if council are happy, we could proceed with the replacement of bin at the High Street.
Right, so we're going to propose this to replace it in the original manufacturer.
Yes.
The original quote. So somebody to propose that. Councillor Alexander, seconded Councillor Clark. All those in favour?
Thank you.
C, to consider renewal and payment of airway pay preventative maintenance of air conditioning community hub contract at a cost of £330 plus VAT. And it was £330 was the same.
Yes.
In 2025. It's just something that has to be done. And that's
it keeps us ticking over and no major issues.
Okay, so I'm just going to close that. That's right. Seconded. Absolutely. All those in favour? Sorry, I'm going to stumble over that every time, even though I asked you. Because I asked you, that's why that is. To receive any other updates and consider actions?
No, that is it.
MA 048 2627 conservation matters. A, to receive the monthly situation report for June.
At the last meeting, there was a request to why do we receive this report and what does it actually tell us?
Yeah.
The Environment Agency were very kind and came back and gave us a quick kind of explanation of what we needed to do, and she basically said read the summary. And everything else is extra. So basically ignore everything else. So it's a it gives us the local summaries for rainfall, soil moisture deficit, river flows, groundwater levels and reservoir levels. And if we look at the report for this month, it's all top, everything you need to look at is in that summary.
That's helpful to know, isn't it?
So in the future we can just fix it.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll plan through the whole thing in detail, so it's good to know that we can just look at
something. Yeah.
And nothing really surprising in that?
Nothing at all, no.
MA 048-2627, beach, receive a report from the River Mel Restoration Group.
So, Maureen was due to be here, but unfortunately, I'm trying to think if there's anything specific that Maureen's spoken about recently. I can't think of anything, but I'll catch up with Maureen, and if there's anything she'd like to share.
We've just walked to We've just walked to
that. Can I just say, from a personal point of view, I think Les is spending probably, he's going in for another, I don't know what his problem is, but Maureen was saying that Les has got to go in to have another session of what he has, and he probably won't be available till the end of August. And I do get the impression that Maureen's, well, not the struggling a little bit, but I'm getting the impression that Les is. You know, it's taking over. So I mean, I'm surprised you're not here because I've seen you on social media. I've got an idea, Les is getting ready for some course of treatment. So
If anything comes in, I'll share it with
you. MA 048-627C to receive any other updates and considerations. MA 049-2627 Stockbridge Meadows to receive a report from the Stockbridge Meadows Volunteers and Conservation Warden.
Well, it's been very dry, obviously, extremely dry. It's amazing how things change over there. Like years and years and years, we've had a preponderance of rainfall, and yet this year there's hardly any at all. There's half a dozen plants I've found, and hence that is a caterpillar of a cinnabar hawkmoth. And literally, you know, in the past you'd have sort of clumps of ragwort absolutely covered with walking round. I just found the odd plant with the odd caterpillar on. So it's just so strange this year. I mean, in the years gone by, we've had to dig it up.
So is that a good thing?
Well, from a cinnabar hawkmoth position, I don't think it is.
No, not from its point of view.
Well, it saves us. It's a balance. We can't have too much, but we need some for the hawkmoth society. Yeah. But this year it's just practically disappeared altogether, which I think is a little bit strange. And this is our latest thanks for the real, this is the team. So I've now got a water canister in the new orchard. And literally the last 2 weeks my work's been mainly watering. We have lost a couple of the trees. I think some of the other ones, some of them are okay, but that's very handy. And very kindly, a gentleman who's in the High Street, who backs onto there, filled the tank for us with his hose. So and I bought a couple of watering cans, but so we've now got facilities there to look after that.
Excellent.
The other things, I think, was just mentioned, is it a separate article about the trees?
Yes, it is, yeah. The next one. We can go on to that if you're done.
Yeah, okay. There's two things. I think, as I said at the last meeting, I'd quite like to try and introduce elm trees back into the thing. There is this breed of elms called which, although I'm not totally immune from them, they show a strong sort of immunity. So I just thought for 20, 30 quid, it'd be quite nice just to try and introduce them back into the.
And this is to replace the ones that died from Dutch elms?
Well, no, that's a little, it's the ones that died.
A shyback, rather.
No, the aspireback is a different product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think we did find some that sold out, haven't they, when we got that?
Yeah. Yes, we found some from the Woodland Trust, and there are other suppliers.
Yeah.
And that's why I made a suggestion that we ask for spend up to £60 just so that we can cover the trees and the
netting and stuff. Yeah, that's fine.
Things.
Okay. So that's with regard to the elms. And the other thing's the ash died back into the copse down the bottom.
Oh.
Now all the trees are in leaf, you can see the state of the trees. There's at least two completely dead trees in the copse and there's lots of dead branches because the Dutch elm disease attacks where the branch joins the trunk. That's where it starts.
It's so the ash dieback, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it actually kills the branch and eventually kills the tree. There's two over there which are definitely dead. What I'd like to propose is I'd like to have a meeting over there with James from Shine Wine Sorting Group. Because I think obviously over the years, say long when I'm gone, but that completely disappeared. That runs, first of all, I've said before, we're trying to mint a plant native tree.
Is there a safety issue?
There's two reasons. It'd be nice to try and clear it a bit at a time so we can put trees in. And also, yes, there is a safety. Some of these branches are quite long and heavy. So I think definitely there is a safety issue. So I'd quite like to suggest that I have a meeting with James.
Yeah.
And my suggestion would be I meet him over there. We decide what trees and branches need to come off. And we mark them with sort of yellow spray paint or something. And then probably in the autumn he can get in there and take down what we've agreed.
Is there a case for keeping people away from that area?
From a personal point of view, I mean, I'm not qualified, but I wouldn't say so. I think, you know, some of the branches are very small branches, you can just snap them off with your hand, but I would say, generally speaking, it's not a major problem. But it's just they all lost their leaves. The branches were obviously dying. They're fairly solid at the moment, but in time they're obviously going to... So as I said, if possible, I'd like to maybe have a meeting with James.
So do we need to vote on the cost of the trees?
If we could vote on the which elm trees, that would be good.
So it's the vote to spend £60 for which elm trees. How many?
Well, depends. How long's a piece of string? £60, how much are you going to spend? Also, we probably wouldn't... We don't want until the autumn at the earliest.
Yeah.
And also, it depends, dare I say, how big they are.
Do we need to then wait until we have a bit more information to kind of put it to a vote? So that
you wouldn't be planting them until October, November.
No, this is what I've been...
You probably can't purchase them. No, now, this moment.
Will you know later on then the size of the trees and the
well, the bigger the better. The bigger the tree is when you put it in, the more chance it's got to survive. But it's no good buying little things like this because they're not going to survive.
The bigger they are, the dearer they are, though.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's how one's a bit of string. You know,
do we need to kind of have a budget for this then, like an overall budget, or do we need to wait until we know more clearly what we're going to buy?
I'm just checking how we've got cross wires. So the which elm trees that you suggested were 30 centimetre saplings?
They were that size.
Yeah, so you're now saying you don't want those?
Well, if you have those, then from a personal point of view, and you know I've done it in the past, I'd probably have to nursery them in my garden for a couple of years, because anything that high is never going to survive. There's monk jack over there, they're going to dry out.
So. Can I possibly retract the proposal then, because I quoted for the suggested trees, but I'd rather quote for
the larger saplings.
I'll bring them back.
But we won't be getting them until October.
I don't think anybody's against getting them later on. I think it's just a matter of making sure that we know what we're voting for.
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
Okay.
And it's okay to have a meeting with Jones.
Yeah, that's good. Very sensible. Okay, MA 049 2607C, to receive any other updates.
Just one very quick one. Had an email this afternoon from Philip from Cambridgeshire County Council.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive. He said, have you had any luck with designating in case we've gone behind his back? He apologised for not making it so complicated, and he thinks he's found another route. So he's looking into a more straightforward designation qualifier.
Lovely, that's what we need.
So, fingers crossed. I believe this may have come from Maureen, maybe speaking to Councillor Fustanchi. So, I was hoping she'd be here so she could tell us.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be there. I saw
it today. Yeah, so hopefully we're on a good one there. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you. thank you very much for that. I'm going to take up my seat in front of the telly. A couple of markers. I'll call you.
Yeah, no, it's all right. No, forget it. I've got on spine.
I will just, you've seen this, but I will just also add that there was some lovely correspondence about how wonderful Stockbridge is at the moment, and just some thanks passed. The well-being walk also went there today.
Yeah, I saw them in there today. I told them off. What are you doing? No, I mean, I love doing it, I really do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Right.
Thank you very much.
See you then.
Bye, Pete. Thanks for coming.
See you. Probably then, mate.
MA050-2627 allotment matters. A to receive a report from the allotment association.
Okay, so Alex and I did the inspection yesterday. Generally, stuff was pretty good. The majority of the plots are well worked. There were six plots submitted with the BD. I'm not looking like they've been worked last couple of months, really. So Alex agreed to write to those tenants to see what they were up to when they was initially.
The hot weather has kept people away, maybe.
Partly, I think, and maybe the weeds grow very quickly as well. So some of the plots are looking pretty weedy. The six that we've noted really don't have much planted in them.
Right.
So they might be cleared at one time, but they've just been left, and they're covered in weed and no vegetables or flowers or growing in them. So it looks like they've not been looked up for several months at least. I think we need to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
And there were four plots that look like they've been partly worked, and so we'll keep those under review for the next time.
Okay.
There's a couple of outstanding things from the past couple of months. So the plot 26A, which is the one we showed a photo of a couple of months ago and covered in rubbish, that needs clearing. Now the tenant on that one has now given up the plot. They've only had it for a very short time. I think they're moving away from the area, so they're not able to manage it. So the plot will be reallocated to someone else. But still, the issue hasn't really gone away in terms of the amount of rubbish on it. So we do need, I think, to get quotes, further quotes, to try and clear that rubbish.
No, I was just talking to Alex about it the other day and wondered if we could do something, as we have a little bit of time now between reallocation, whether we could ask the time bank if anybody wanted to do anything community focused, or even reach out to the cadets or scouts about whether they wanted to help us do that, just because of the cost of that particular period. But Alex was going to have a think about if we could do that.
I think that would be good. I guess we'd need still need a skip or something to put rubbish in, but getting the help clearing would save some money for sure. Okay. I think if you do get a party, then the Art Association could help with that as well.
So okay.
I did discuss with Alex about screwing it now, so I'd be happy to do that if probably enough it's going to happen to it for quite a while. It's a lot of weed seeds which are just going to set seed and disperse everywhere else. So if you're happy with that, I'll screw it. And the other outstanding thing was the levelling of the southern border. I think last meeting we said Alex would try and find some additional quotes for getting that work done, and maybe doing an hour strip rather than a full width. I don't know whether Alex has heard any.
I haven't received anything yet, I'm afraid. We'll take that up for all.
I think that's everything on the plots at the moment.
Okay, so B to receive an update on planned grant funded improvement projects at St George's.
Yep, planning. So I can update on the planning. The consultation period is coming to an end now. So there's been no comments from the public. I guess it's a good thing, probably. No one's too worried about it. There's been comments from five consultees, and about, I think, only six, I think. There were eight who consulted, and six have applied at the moment. I think because consultation period has come to an end, and that would be it. I don't know whether it was discussed at the planning committee, but I don't think they commented. Is there any planning committee?
There is, the comment went through to no objection.
Okay.
Just went through as a patch comment, yeah.
Okay, great. So that hasn't been uploaded, probably.
It's in the, if you look at the comments section on the planning portal under consultee, there's just a parish no
So in terms of the other consultees, drainage people gave no objection, which is good. The ecology people gave no objections, only commented about the time when you really want to put the fence up away from the bird nesting season. So I think that's fair enough. And the environmental health people has said that there's no further assessment required from contamination. So I think that's a good thing, because of course the possibility they might want to look at the asbestos a bit further. So that's a good thing, I think. Now the art or a cultural consultee said there were no objections, but they're saying that they want the gateposts in the same position as the current gateposts. So I guess that doesn't damage the trees that are adjacent to gateposts on all of the gates. But there is a, I mention that because there is a bit of an issue with that, because the local highway authority have stipulated that the new vehicle gate should be 5 metres in from the edge of the highway. Now at the moment they're about 3 metres in. So if we need to put them in 5 metres, and it means we would need to put in new post holes so we would treat people. So we wouldn't be happy with that. So those two things aren't really mutually compatible. So I'm just going to ask really what I should do on that. Because,
can you ask the tree people about, you know, let them know what the highway people have said, and ask how, you know, give them the new set of post holes.
Yeah, I can only send it through the planning officer, but can't go directly to the tree people or to the highway people. I think, from my perspective, the other issue with the highway thing going in 5 metres is it starts to reduce the access to two of the plots. The plots are immediately inside the gate. They have access routes down the hedge line on the inside, and gets another couple of metres in, that would effectively be blocked off.
Do we know if these stipulations are advisory or are they?
I think they've claimed it's for safety reasons, so I think they'll put it in. Well, they've asked for it to be put in as a condition.
It'll be down to the planning people. They'll take on board the comments of each of you, and if they give permission, they'll say what work shouldn't happen. So it will be either it can be left where it is, or no, it's got to be moved despite what they've said. So
right. Somebody will take
at the moment, yeah. So the planning people will sort of make that decision, basically.
Well, then, is it worth me writing to them to suggest what our preference is? So, my preference anyway is keeping gates where they are.
Right.
I don't know whether the council would agree with that or not.
You could speak with the planning officer about whether they would take any more comments on board or not at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess it doesn't harm to comment.
You might get away with it actually, because it's not a through road.
No.
It's not as if it's a dual carriageway or a two-way traffic. So, but I think if you were to write, just to ask the question, pointing that out, say it's basically goes straight onto farmland, effectively, and it will damage the plots. If we do move it back, can there be a small concession, and say, because it's the end of the, it's literally the end of the road, isn't it?
Yes.
So it might just be worth pointing that out to the planning officer, and they may just look at it on Google and see. Yeah. You might be lucky.
Okay.
But the more information they have, the better, really.
Yeah.
More informed decision.
Okay. So I'm happy to write to them and suggest that. So that's that. I think the only other thing at the moment is the method of works agreement that I've just passed over to Abby, has now been signed and agreed. So we're ready to go really as soon as we get planning permission. Okay,
so C to note renewal of NSA LG membership at Worcester Terminal Plans for CAT.
Noted.
Thank you. And to receive any other updates and consider actions.
Can I just ask about where do we stand with this hose pipe ban? And your allotments, are they exempt or don't at all?
Yes, so there is an exemption for food plants.
Right.
So food plants can be watered still the host plant. So all the vegetables and everything that's growing on the fruit, vegetables that's growing on the allotments can be watered with the host pipe.
Okay.
That's why any flowers that people have can't be watered with the host pipe, but they can be with a watering can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're quite lucky on that point.
So actually they're still as we are then. To use those part for plants, for three
well,
vegetables.
Well, food plants, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not for this.
That's good.
MA051.
Enjoy the football, Chris.
I will. Before you open that one.
I started yet.
Sorry, MA051, 2627, governance matters. A, to receive the weekly inspection reports and to consider any necessary actions.
Nothing to all really, I don't think.
Thank you. B, to consider any updates on damage, vandalism and antisocial behaviour in the parish.
Oh my lord.
Have there been any?
Just a couple. Repeated damage to the bin on the wreck, but the wardens have been able to reinstate it. It's back up and running. We spoke to South Council and District Council about possibly replacing it with a higher bin. They're extremely ugly, extremely expensive, and they don't suggest them because they're just not that nice. The only thing she did suggest is remove the bin altogether and replace it with a dog waste bin because they starve the oxygen and you've had less buyers in dog poo bins apparently. But I think if council agree, while it's still there and working and okay, we keep the bin there and see how it goes.
Yeah. It's well used. I mean, people do.
It is.
I know the kids are a bit loose and don't always tear up, but it's still. I mean, it's not just kids who use that shelter. You know, a lot of people sit there in the sand. So I mean, it does get quite full of litter.
Yeah.
And with it not being there, then you've got to carry it somewhere else. And, yeah.
We've had a manhole collapse on the high street, which is still open, but was reported through 101 by five or six residents. So it was really nice to see everybody kind of jump on that one. Yeah. And another one has gone today on Orchard, last night on Orchard Road, so that one's been reported and is being fixed as well. We've had two bikes dumped, one at the phone box, one on the moor. We're working with the Camrail Partnership people, that's not what they're called anymore, but making sure that they know so that they can share it with their network because we believe they're coming from the station. And we had a concerning report of theft from the co-op, which was photographed. We have evidence, we see the people. Unfortunately, the co-op didn't report it. So even though a member of the public went out of their way to actively engage in what was happening, when we approached the police, unfortunately the co-op didn't report it, so that's where it ends. And this is that importance of reporting everything, because we're still getting missed off all these lists of things going on, because
Has somebody from the co-op been told that they should report it?
They have been informed, yes.
Good.
People in uniform that Excellent. They should do such things. And the egging, which has happened in practically every village in South Cambridgeshire on one night from one car, probably went round and egged South Cambridgeshire. Some people got hurt, so I shouldn't talk about some people were hurt, but it's just one of those things when you think,
why?
Also, on a recent call meeting with the communities and the community safety team from Cambridgeshire County Council, there's a big discussion about what we call antisocial behaviour and whether we treat everything as antisocial behaviour or whether we try and find new kind of clarifications of it. So hence why I've started adding things like property damage, because antisocial behaviour doesn't cover things like setting fire to benches and things. So I'm just making sure that we're listing it as fire damage, property damage, so that it's a different register with the police, because antisocial behaviour seems to get ignored. So
right.
Yeah. Just to let you know that we're adding these. So that's a good idea.
And I suppose having a variety of different kinds of disorder draws attention to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. And see to receive any other updates and specific actions. MA 052-2627 correspondence. A, to consider actions in relation to a request for WL Alliance on the court.
I bought this from correspondence that came in. From what I can see, there's nothing we can do about. We can't put WL Alliance on the corner. It's standard highway build that shouldn't be parked in there anyway. So
that's a clear presence, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I've reported through parking enforcement through South Camps District Council. And if anyone else rings in or tells us, I'm just pushing them towards the parking enforcement area so that maybe somebody will come out and frighten them into not parking on the corner.
Okay, B, to consider actions in relation to complaints around vehicles striking a building on the Quad A.
This is an ongoing issue. I believe a few years ago the council was successful in having a sign installed at the bottom of Little Lane that denotes how narrow it is when you get up the top. Unfortunately, the increase in delivery drivers and delivery to homes has happened since COVID, and there is a property at the end of this lane, which is actually 24 Morphcott Street, that is repeatedly struck by the vans. Some of them stop and apologise and do what they meant to do, but lots of them drive off. I went to the public right of way officer because he deals with ancient lanes. His response is to pass it back to the community and tell them that they need to suggest delivery drivers don't come down the lane. I think that's part of the kind of solution to it. But it has been drawn to my attention walking home that there are bollards down Little Lane, so there is precedence for protecting buildings down there. So I wonder if council would be happy for me to push back slightly to the right of way officer and just say, here's your evidence that there are bollards down there currently, and could we look at bollards for this particular building? It's causing an awful lot of distress, and when I walk past today, you can see the damage that it's doing.
That sounds like a sensible idea.
It happens regularly.
Yeah.
On that roof. So if I went away and just pushed back and said, here's your evidence that it has been done, and held off on sending this letter just now, because it feels like we're pushing it all on the residents rather than trying to find a better solution.
It's a shame we can't have some kind of sign that says not suitable for vehicles. You know, I mean, the sign kind of hints at it, but it doesn't say it.
It does. I think the things I pointed out to the officer is that it states nothing wider than, I think it's 6 foot 6, you can't see it on there, 1.8 metres. Yeah. However, that sign is... It should be just here.
It's just not very visible.
So that it actually showed.
I think it needs to kind of to say it in words almost, like no delivery drivers or no large vehicles or something that's really clear.
The only other thought I had was whether we could put a community type sign saying no delivery drivers or, you know, warning, narrow lane, that kind of thing.
Have the many bins, Laura, go down there? Do they take the bins from the... No. Do they have to put them up to the lane?
They pull the bins to the end of the lane. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's usually a hint to highways that the need for these sorts of things, but for some reason, this is an ancient lane that's always had vehicle access, and they're not willing to remove vehicle access, which is fine. But he said, really, you have to push it back on the residents, and I'm not 100% sure that is everything we could do when there are bollards down there. So if you're happy with me pushing back about bollards, I'll continue to do that, and then I'll bring it back.
I'll just go ahead,
because there's no resolution. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that, and then bring it back to you again.
I wonder whether we should do that and maybe ask the residents to delivery drivers not to deliver to the properties.
I kind of wanted to give them a nugget of we're trying to do more.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it feels like we're pushing everything on them when maybe my way should be doing
it. I do
wonder whether it's misleading. You see, the entrance there looks wider than the sign, but the actual bit beside the building on the right hand side is not part of the lane, it's part of that property's garden, if you like, inverted commas. And a bollard really ought to be on the corner where your little white arrow is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing this is how wide this lane is. Whether we put a bollard there or something, so that it shows that this is how wide it is. Yeah.
Because the sign actually is on the property.
If it was on the lane,
it would be good.
Yeah. I think historically this was a driveway that was in use, so the bollard
was effective. There's a gate there, isn't there, into their back garden, and you could drive up
and
if you were
very careful. It's how much narrower it gets at the other end is the main issue.
Well, from just beyond, lost it now.
So this
is
gone.
This is the other end.
My tiny car, so it just goes to show that.
It's narrow from just beyond the...
So you've got to remember, there used to be the old post office.
It's
so the sorting office used to be round the back of there. So hence they had vehicles going in and out there.
Yeah.
But that's as far as they went, obviously.
Once the van is committed to going down there,
they can't.
Say some sort of flexible barrier near enough so that they could
withdraw
their attention to how narrow it is.
Yeah.
Does that mean
I think we'll go with Abby just pushing back slightly on that, and we're happy with that.
Yep.
Does that mean the ambulance try and get down there?
No, they're under 6'6", so they
it's a big delivery van.
The height, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seem to receive any updates in the directions. MA053 trees to report on and consider actions in relation to resident concern over trees on Cambridge Road and Hale Close Verge stretching their house. Should I do the A and B as one thing?
Yes.
Okay, B to report on and consider actions related to resident concern over damage to fence and foundations from trees on open space off Green Gauge Rise.
So the Cambridge Road Carol Close trees are definitely our trees that we look after. In the report, RRS report from this year, there was no issue with the health and safety of the tree. However, they don't look at whether it's affecting properties around them on that particular report. So a resident's approach is to say that they can no longer get insurance on their house due to the trees encroaching on their property. I'm a little bit like they could deal with that because they're on our land, but they can deal with the trees coming over their property. But I think it's too big a job now. I think you've been did you go and visit?
I've been with Keith and had a look at it. I think the lady who lives there, or lives there, or owns it, I should say, is about 92. And the actual lady who lives there, he rents it now. She's been looking after it like about the last 30 years. So she's moved in to sort of house it. I don't know if she's going to basically sort that out for dinner, I don't know. But she's the one who's, seen trees sorted out a month and a half. So she's only like only rented the place at the moment. But it does. I mean, why are they left so long? I mean, I'm sure you know the lady's getting old, but she must have somebody around there. That this is, it's really taken over the roof, really, the fence, and you can't really walk around the back. But it's been left so long, it just got out of hand.
So we're actually waiting for quotes on this, aren't we?
We are. I approached Shires to see if they could quote for the works that would be required, but unfortunately, James, due to the severity of the overgrowth and the fact that it's so close to property, he needs a arborist report before he can decide whether the works are feasible and whether he should go ahead with the works.
approached our report writer. He was due to be coming back with a quote to get me for that, but he hasn't been able to, so I'll have to bring it back to August maintenance meeting. But it's going to be two lots of money. It's going to be a quote to provide the report as to whether we need to do anything, and then if we do, then it will be a quote from James for another for the work required.
Is this a cost for the overhang? It's got to be a cost to the resident now, isn't it?
I don't know how that falls. There are trees. I'm not sure how that falls. This is a notorious property for tree issues. Mm. They've had to deal with lots of trees on their property as well. So I don't know. That's what I need to find the legalities about. Okay.
Were these trees included in our tree report?
They were, with no action.
Last year, so they were. I can't remember how long ago it was now, last year.
Sometime. Last year for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it's loaded. There was no action on those trees that are there. They were healthy, no action required. But they only look at the health and safety of
the trees.
They don't look at the effect on the...
As there are trees, I tend to feel that we should do something about it, actually. I don't want everybody else to do it.
I think we could bring back the cost associated with it and maybe look at whether it's a joint thing or how we do that.
If they cut them back, how often we've got to cut them back? And the trees keep going, don't they? So,
I don't know. That's
Let's see, get them cleared for that particular time. And then
I think it would take several years, though, wouldn't it? If they were cut back quite
severely. The board, in fact, there's some
hard quality.
Yeah.
If it's a hard bollard, then
it is.
Yeah, but then you can maintain it alone, sort of through the chair.
Yeah.
You can, if you do a hard pollard now, then you just, every third year or something, you just trim it. That's all you're needing to do. If you hard pollard it, it's the initial cost to get it down there. But you can hard pollard that.
Okay.
The second instance is a slightly different situation, where it's on the open land at Green Gate Rise that we don't yet own but are still going through the solicitors to try and have handed over to us. These trees are causing damage to fence line and building, and they are on the public land, so they're on the public space. It's not overhang, this is kind of root and like fence level damage that's happening. And the precedent set here is that previous works to the other side was over here, Steve.
So yeah, it was down the other side. You come through the driveway, that house is on the right, and the one we done was on the left, and that's cleared. But it wasn't quite so messy there, and it's such a good job. But that was cleared by us.
Similar situation in a way, isn't it? It's like it feels like an act of goodwill to do it in a way.
We don't own the land yet, which is even more of a way.
This has been a contentious bit of land for a long time, hasn't it?
It has. So again, I'll come back when I have reports of potential costs, and I've chased up with the solicitor again about where we are. But at the moment, this is basically no man's land.
Who owns the land still?
Taylor Wimpey or whoever it's going.
So on the basis that it's causing damage to property, could we through our solicitor say, look, get this land over to us so that we can deal with it, or you pay for the cost to have it all sorted?
Provide that to Mandy and see what.
Yeah, because that might be an incentive for them to sell. We don't want it. Let's just clear it over to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can fork them if they're landowner and it's encroaching on property.
It might actually be a way of resolving that that whole situation.
It's worth the ask, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Okay. MA 054-2627. Outstanding maintenance issues. Consider the status of the job spreadsheet.
External works are the ongoing Wilson Road issue with the overgrown hedge. Compliance officers did agree that it was a health and safety issue and were hoping to come out as soon as possible. The update is that they've contacted the landowner, and it's with the landowner for a period of time. If they don't do anything, then they can
the deadwood falling at the end of Rupert Lee Cross, I hadn't seen that any action had taken place by the 1st of July. You know, the cut through at the end of Rupert Neve, you've not seen any works carried out there?
No.
I'll text that one up. And we were still waiting for the weight restriction signage on just off the A505 to be replaced. So I'll text that. And I'll need to go and die. Internal works is just ongoing bin and vent replacements. And we've had quite a few vegetation letters to write recently, so we've carried on with that. The update to a property on Beechwood Avenue is that it's currently being cleared.
I saw that.
Not 100% sure if it may be an enforced purchase order on that one, so we'll see how that one works out, but it's good news for all the residents because we recently had the little port from there.
It's good to see some action being taken on that house, really.
Really good. Yeah, really good. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. MA 055-2627, new maintenance issues to consider maintenance issues arising since last meeting.
Steve, would you like to add anything? New maintenance issues?
Not really, no more than sort of normal things.
Every day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we're fuming, I left here, didn't I?
So, MA 056-2027, biodiversity. A, to update plans to propose a memorial sensory garden at Neuro Cemetery.
We will defer that item because that's been currently with Councillor Kipriano.
B, to receive Councillor's briefing from Friends of the Earth on environmental data for Melbourne.
Very kindly sent on by District Councillor Hales. Interesting report, but one that we need to look at with a slightly skewed lens, I think, for Melbourne, because it actually covers the whole of the ward. And when you look at the ward and how much farmland we're talking about, things like the tree coverage and the distance from open public space and things, is you need to kind of take it with a kind of as it is and look at it. Shame it's not just for Melbourne, because that would give us a bit more information. But The key themes that we can pull out is that some of the homes in Melbourne are currently at high risk of flooding, which we're aware of, so it's about keeping up with the drainage issues on the high street and things like that. Hopefully the Greenway are helping with the work towards that one. And extreme heat being a concern. Apparently Melbourne reached 39.7 degrees. Insulation levels we can't do anything about, but we can encourage South Camps housing to kind of keep up with those sorts of things. Nature and Pollution. Melbourne Ward ranks 17th out of 26 in Cambridge for pollution levels, which I was surprised about. But when you add in, we have both the A505, the A10, and the 1198, it's not really that surprising. Tree canopy was disappointing and kind of gives us some evidence for Stockbridge stocking up with the elms and things. But again, take into consideration the amount of farmland, I think we're not doing too bad. I was a bit upset about the 83% in Melbourne, of people in Melbourne aren't within a 15-minute walk to green space, because I thought we were really well covered.
Yeah.
So
I can't think of anywhere where it is 15 minutes.
I'm guessing it's people that perhaps live out on the A505 and are still within the ward.
What do they count as green space in that case?
That's the thing, it has to be curated green space. So farmland doesn't count.
Right, okay.
But Stockbridge does, and a amenity green space does, the wreck, the old wreck, that kind of thing. So you can see why it would be.
Yeah.
But the beautiful open space that we've got around here.
Public footpaths and things like that don't count.
Doesn't count.
And yet, really, that's better amenity space.
Again, brilliant report, and we can use it for evidence if we want some, perhaps some biodiversity grants and things, which is really good, but we'll take it with a pinch of salt.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
C, to receive any updates and consider actions on biodiversity.
No, nothing else to add, thank you.
MA 057-2627, cemetery matters. A, to receive any other updates and consider actions.
all good with cemeteries apart from mowing, struggling to keep up with mowing because it's just been growing on land, so we'll just keep on going with that.
MA 058-2627 Village Maintenance One says 8 to consider purchase of a long one hedge cutter to be used by wardens.
Just to report that the wardens are doing more and more maintenance work for us and needing to as things mature. A suggestion was to purchase a long armed
hedge trimmer.
Yeah. Either battery or petrol. Looking into it, we think battery would probably be
reliable.
Yeah. And looking around, Wright's mowers can provide us with a really good price at the moment for the whole set, and they do it well below recommended retail price. So
that sounds no-brainer. And also, they do good sort of maintenance and repairs and stuff, don't they?
They're on the doorstep as well. They're pretty good. They do look after.
Very good. Yeah. I did my bike the other day, so that's good.
Does that include two questions?
It's just the one for that one, but it's a, how long does it say? Terry did get a report about how long it lasted. Longer than you can hold it above her head was the response.
Yeah, I mean, if we cut it like the edge from knees, it's just a good day's draft, so we need to...
I spare my bit of that damage.
So it sounds like something you need, and that sounds like a good price.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So what I propose is to buy the Forex Mowers normal hedge cutter for £573. That's some of those two Second, Councillor Alexander, all those in favour?
Thank you very much.
B to receive any other updates and consider actions.
Nothing to consider now.
Okay, 059-2627 Hopkins Homes. So there's a motion to exclude public and press in section 1-2 public bodies' admission to meetings Act 1960, that as publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business about to be transacted at agenda item MA 059-2627D. And there's no veto. Okay, so can you propose that? Clark seconded. Councillor Lake, nobody. Zero 60-2627 Melbourne Community Hub Matters. A to note request for gettering, upgraded Wi-Fi and air conditioning for the atrium and kitchen areas.
This is just a forewarning of things that may be coming to committee. We don't have any quotes or any ideas just yet, but
so I'm a heads up that this is on the way.
Yeah, just to let you know that it's coming.
Okay, noted. And to receive any updates and consider action. MA 061-2627 Pavilion Matters. A to receive any other updates and consider action. Pavilion?
None at the moment.
Oh, just one little matter there, the pavilion. Last time the chap went and picked up me in the ladies' toilet to the bin.
Yeah.
Last time he went and collected was last week. And he went in the ladies' toilets and it was all full up with dirty nappies.
Ooh.
All four toilets, or three toilets went in.
The bins.
All full up with dirty nappies, just want to bring it up. I don't know. I don't know from how far back they would be, but it did. It's very nice.
So the fate would be.
It would be.
Yes, yeah. Because the cleaner doesn't empty the clinical waste bin, so it would be from the fate.
So that'd been there for a good week, so before we come and empty them.
Yeah.
Pretty
grim, but at the same time, it's probably it's hard to know where else they would put them.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose really needs to be noted for next year that they're emptying more or less the Monday, Tuesday after the event. Can't be having it sitting there for a week and it was very unpleasant in there, I must admit.
Yeah, we can't alter the schedule for purchase since we paid for an extra one, but if it caused, I haven't had any complaints of it causing an issue or they come every, I think it's every 4 weeks, I believe, so I'm not sure how, but. I will note
it's one job I don't really want to be doing.
No, indeed. Thank you.
I'll still wait to leave the bin down by the other hands.
Yeah.
And leave it alone.
MA0 0062 2627 Recreation Ground Matters. A, to receive and consider recommendation to Council to approve heads of terms from Reserve Forces and Cadets Association in relation to proposed upgrade of facilities at the Old Rec.
Interesting conversation with the new student, but since the works to the Scout has kicked off, I think it's kind of kicked the Cadet Force into action a little bit, and they have decided that they can get some funding to upgrade the Army Cadet Hut on the Old Rec. And they've put a proposal together and they have been successful in raising some funds to do that. They've provided us with a proposal in order they can do whatever they want to do to the hut. It's theirs and they can carry on regardless. What they're doing is approaching Council to sign a new heads of terms agreement from the original. I think the original was 1964, it's just been extended several times. It's basically, we can't do anything to get out of it anyway, so it's a polite request for us to sign the heads of terms to allow them to continue with the work with no restriction, which is basically where we are.
Councillor Clark.
I'm going to ask the obvious question. Is it, I think the answer is no, but is it worth having a word with them and saying that we would be considering at some stage in the future to upgrade if they were finding it acceptable to have a multi-purpose unit there with all the fanningings that they would want, which is locker rooms and all sorts of things? Would they be prepared to engage with us in that type of thing? If they say no, then that rules it out, and that's something that we just can't look at when we want to try and put a youth centre, stroke, scout,
I wonder whether the upgrades to it are something that can be done now and help them in the interim, and that could still go ahead. It's
just whether we sort of just throw the question out to them, would they be prepared to engage at some stage in the future? I think, having spoken a couple of times to Amy, I think the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I think Councillor Clark's aware that I did speak to the MND about it when they rang and said we're looking to do a joint. The answer is most definitely no. The only establishments that they have elsewhere are either when they lease from a community building and they use it in a very different way to the Melbourne Cadet.
Right, okay.
Or they share with another, so either the Air Cadets will share with the Cadets. They don't share with the Scouts unless it's through a community building.
So that sounds more like going the other way to it. It sounds like something that we would need to consider if we were doing a joint building that it wouldn't include then. Because they obviously need a separate facility.
That's how I believe that this regiment would like to work, yes.
I think probably.
Take it as a no. No, it's fair enough.
It just seems like it's their way of doing things, isn't it?
Having had a word with the captain over there, he thought it was a damn good idea. And then you find that when you go up the chain, it sort of changes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's normal.
Okay.
So, thank you for that.
The vote would be to approve the new heads of terms.
To recommend to the council that we approve them, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to propose that. Councillor Park. Councillor Lett. And everyone. Everyone agree? Yes, everyone agree.
Thank you very much.
Consideration of replacing memorial bench on the erect with a metal bench.
I'm going to have to defer this item. Unfortunately, there's a memorial bench on the wreck by the shelter that has been repeatedly set fire to, damaged, all sorts of things. I believe it was refurbished in COVID by a very kind community member. Unfortunately, it's been attacked again, and it's extremely expensive to fix due to the kind of size of the wood that's needed. I'd like to look into replacing it with a metal bench, and I'm not sure how that's going to go down, so I want to look into it a bit further about what the suggestion should be. And I'll bring that to Council, I'm sorry for that.
Thank you. MA 0 0632 2627 Little Hands Matters, are you to receive any updates to the actions?
No planned action is that the barriers have been ordered and they'll be installed as soon as they arrive.
Okay, thank you. Item A, 064, 26, 27, policies. A, to consider approval of updates to document 4.05, equal opportunities for public access policy.
Thank you. This is a policy that maintenance have been tasked with looking after, and it's just updating some of the legal references within the Building Regulations Act. Okay. So it's, it doesn't change the content or the meaning of the thing, just brings it.
So I need somebody to accept that.
As I've signed it, I do.
Okay. Seconded. It's late. And all in favour? May 0 5 2 6 2 7 4 8 8 the date of the next prime meeting is the 19th of August.